book called Going Through Shul. I never walked over when the people were sitting down. I never walked over there to make them stand up. So somebody sit lying down. If you walk over him, it's not nice. Skirti never walked over them. Other people said he didn't walk to make them stand up for him. I never duchin without making a bracha. See, never duchin without making a bracha. Kuris pshita l'chura. Right. For to show lo tamidim asher preda, for maharach the yom hakim you had a long life. Omlem yom ale kadamti kadamni odin lebeis medrash. Nobody ever beat me to beis medrash. He was always the first one there in the morning. For lo ibirachti lefnei kain. I never benched in front of a kain. I always gave rishus the cover to a kain, and he didn't do it. He never ate the meat of an animal. They didn't first take off the matones. Rashi has roi of the vakeva. Every animal there's matnas kula to give to a kain. There's roya and lachayim vakeva. The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Also leechem behema shlohumim matnasim. Before you take off these things to give to the kain, you're not allowed to eat from the rest of the meat. The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, kol leechem behema shlohumim matnasim. Whoever eats from the meat before they take off these matones. It's not much like eating tablets also. The locha is lasilchas akabose. That's not the locha. Like the zman is there, they don't take off the trumas. We're still allowed to eat it. There's a mitzvah to give it. Today we don't have karnam to give it to, so we don't give it. But I call upon him, you're allowed to eat the meat even before you gave away these trumas. Or else we have shutfas with the goy, the zman is there, we don't have the chiyah to give the matanas. Fight of leberachti lefnei kohen. He never benched before a kohen, he always gave rishus to the kohen to bench. Lemeimer de Mayusa, you want to tell me that something good he did, that he was mechaber the kain. I vam Rabbi Yechman kol Talmud Chacham shemavorach lefonav. I feel the kain God Allah Moritz oisa Talmud Chacham chayv misa. If you have a Talmud Chacham that he lets an Am Moritz bench in front of him, he's chayv misa. He's mevazer his Torah, even if it's a kain Godel. In other words, that a kain goes before a Talmud Chacham only if the kain is a Talmud Chacham also. But if the kain is an Am Moritz, then a Talmud Chacham goes first. So how come he refrained to let a namoritz, let a kohen bench in front of him? Shemam the apostle says, "Call misanai ohavu mavis." That means I'll take with misanai people that hate me, elamasni the people that make me be hated. In other words, like you'd be mavaz of the Torah. So he says, "Kikomer iyo b'shavin." After I let the kohen bench when we were shava, he was also a talmud chacham. So if the kohen's a talmud chacham, then you have a mitzvah to be mechaber the kohen. Shalom tamidiv from the chunyah ben akana. How come you have a long life? I was never proud or got covered respect from the fact my friend like had a downfall. Whenever my friend was embarrassed, I was never proud about it. I never took it like to my bed a klola of my chaver. If somebody cursed me, I never took it to heart.
I was very generous with my money. Now, I was never happy or proud if my friend was embarrassed. What does that mean? Kiho de Rav Huna, Dori Mori Akasve. Rav Huna was carrying a spade on his shoulders. Is also Rav Chona Bar Chaniloi, v'kodori minei. So Rav Chona Bar Chaniloi wanted to take it away from Rav Huna, like it wasn't respectful for Rav Huna to have to walk around with this spade on his shoulder. So he wanted to take away from him. Omalei, Rav Huna said back to him like this. Irregulus the Doris Tomasech, if you're used to doing this, Dori, okay. Viloi, if not, is Yakuri Anob Zilusa Didoch Lanichli. I don't want to have respect from you having your zilus, you having your dishonored. Not showing respect for you.
He didn't like it. In other words, he wasn't happy with the fact that the other person had a Kaloyan, was embarrassed. Vloyosa Mitosi Kilas Khaber, I never took to heart my Kalola my friend gave me. He went to sleep at night, went to his bed at night, told me, he said, like I said before, I'm afraid, whoever did any harm to me, I'm mechal them. So anybody did something bad to him, he didn't take a thought, was always mechal them. You see, he was very easy going with his money. The other mar, was easy going with his money. Anytime he went to a storekeeper, he always left an extra dollar there. Like he always made sure he paid extra, he was mavatim. Instead of jipping the guy, he always made sure he paid a little bit more. Show Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Nechunya, Agadol.
The Ma'arach Diyom, how do you live long?
Also, Gavzi, V'kamochumi. That his shamish there came and hit him on the head. What happened was, Show Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Nechunya. So Rabbi Kiva came to ask Rabbi Nechunya this question, like, how come you live long? So Rabbi Nechunya shamish, like, hit him on his head, like, what are you doing asking the Rav such a question? Is Yosef arrested the Nicholas? Rabbi Kiva ran up to the top of the palm tree to save himself. Omalei. So then Rabbi Kiva yelled down, Rebbe, in Nema Kevitz, the Pasuk says a Kevitz of being carbon one lamb, Loma Nemech, was that the same one? It's the same thing. So Omalu, now Rabbi Nechumya heard, Shumim Rabbanu, you should know this person that's asking the questions, I see the Talmud Chacham. Shavku, leave him alone, let him come down. So he lets Rabbi Kiva come down. Omalei, he answered the back like this, Echad, the Pasuk says Kevitz Echad means, Miyuchet Shebedroi, the best one of the lambs you have to use for the carbon. Omalei, so now Rabbi Nechumya went to answer. Like Rabbi Kiva asked him a question, how come you're zoichet to have a long life? So he said, Miyomai, lekibalti matonis, I never received presents. Vloyamarati al midoisa, I was never like makbid, and anybody did something wrong to me, I was always zoichet right away. Vatra, b'mamayinu ha'isa, I was always easy going with my money. Now, lekibalti matonis, I didn't receive any presents. Ki yod reb loza, ki yavi mishadrulei matonis of anisiyah, when he used to send him presents from a shver, leyavi shakl, he didn't take it. When they invited him, he didn't want to go either. The Yachya, don't you want, like he said back to them, don't you want me to stay alive? You see, the Pasuk says, if you hate Matanis, you live. It's not nice to take from other people. So therefore, if you want to live long, don't take presents. So that's why he didn't take it. We have Zerach, he had a when he used to send the presents, he didn't take it. When he used to invite him, he used to go. Then they have respect from it. The fact that I go there, they have covet. So I'm not doing it for my own sake, I'm doing it for them's sake. The fact that I go to them, they have respect, it's their covet, so I give them back covet. I never stood up on my own midas, the Omri Rava, Kolamavra Amidosav, Avrun Menakop Shov. Whoever is Meichel Amidosav is Meichel everybody, Hashem is Meichel Moshe. Shinema, Noisi Yavav Revra Pesha. Lemi nice oven, who is the Kodesh Baruch Hu Meichel all the Averos? Lemi Shurev Rapesha. Whoever is Meichel, other people also. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Ches, we're holding. You're near the bottom of Daf Chof Ches. Again, and near by the big lines. That Shoyal, the second one of the big lines. Shoy Rebbe as Rebbe Shur Ben Korcha. B'maharach to Yom. How were you zeichet to have a long life? What did you do special to have a long life? Omalei, so first Rebbe Shur Ben Korcha said back to him, Katzta B'chayai. Like, are you angry like that I have such a long life? But he thought his shepherds are him. He's bothering him like that. He's jealous why he has such a long life. Omaloi, so he answered back, no, Omaloi Rebbe, Toirihi, the little more than he tzorach. I'm asking you a question, halacha. Like, I want to know, how do you have such a schus to have a long life? I want to learn. We should also have such a long life. Omaloi, so Bishur Ben Koch answered back like this. Miyomai, from whole lifetime, lo nistakalti, b'dmus odem roshem. I never looked, was mistalko, at least I never stared at an odem that's a roshem. I never stared in his face. The Yomar Rabbi Yechonon, also liyodom listako b'tzelem demus adam rosha. It's also to look at a tzelem at a statue of Adam in a person's face, that's a rosha. Shenemar Apostle says, lulai p'nei yeshofet melech yuda ani noisa im abit elecha. If I'll look at you, v'im arechev and I'll see you. Because he was a rosha, so he said he doesn't want to look at him. You're not supposed to look at a rosha. Rashi Elisha makein liyoyorim. Yeah. Rav Lozer Weimar, ain't of chaos. You should know if you do look at a Russia, your eyes will become dim, you won't be able to see so good. Shenemar, it says, by Yitzchok Avinu, Vayihi Kizoken Yitzchok, Vatichena, ain't of, Nerois. When Yitzchok got old, his eyes were dim, he couldn't see so well. Why? Mishum distaka b'yais of Russia, because he used to look at Ace of Russia. For the Gemara of Ahor Gomelay, is this the reason why Yitzchok had bad eyes, was dim? V'amr of Yitzchok, Leola Ma'atei Kilas Hedjet Kala Benechem. If even a head yet, a sinful person curses you, you have to be careful, it may mean something. Shurei Avimelech, Kilal Es Sarah, Avimelech gave Sarah a curse, v'nitzkayim b'zara, and was mekayim by Yitzchok Avinu. Shneimer, it says, Avimelech told Sarah, hinei hu l'cho k'soich enayim. This should be a covering for your eyes. So Pashtu will learn, it means to say that he gave her, that he gave her jewelry to cover her eyes. So we dash it out like that. We dash in atikri k'sus elaksiyas enayim. He gave her something like to dim her eyes. And who became dim? Which eyes? Yitzchok. So her Yitzchok's eyes became dim because of the klola of Avimelech. So Marin says, both caused it. Because Yitzchok looked at Esav, and because of Avimelech's klola. Other portion say also, because the Malachim, Shasti Akeda, was crying, and their tears came down and fell into Yitzchok's eyes, that also made him dim. Right, the Rav Omer Mihoch, Rav says from here, we learn out not to look at a Rosha. Se'eis p'nei Rosha loitoiv. That it's no good to look at a Russia, to give a Russia a good. Peshas Petirosoi, when Yeshua ben Korach was about to be Nifter, Omaloi Rebbe Borcheni, so they asked him, Rebbe, give us a bracha. Omaloi, Yeshua ben Korach answered back to them, Yerotzen Shetekiyah Lachatzi Yomai, you should live half my lifetime. Mashmahi was very, very old, so he gave them a bracha, they shouldn't live so long, they shouldn't live half his lifetime. So he asked back to him, Lekulalai, like, and what's wrong if we live as long as you? Like, why don't you give us a bracha like that already? Omalai, he said like this, Haboyim achrecha behema. The people that come after you are like animals. Yiru, and they should be pastured. So Rashi says like this, Haboyim achrecha behema yiru, means betmiya. Ain't toiv lecha lechayas yomim rabim kamoini. Isn't it, it's no good for you to live so long as me. Shimkein lo yitlo b'necha b'dula secha. Your children then won't have a chance to have godless to become great. V'ato nosi, you're a nosi. V'im ko yimeyim yiyu hajaitis. In other words, you're a nosi.